Welcome to my very first podcast ever. Humble beginnings. Writing for me was just something that I could do and felt I could do well. So I did it. I mean, it's really rather simple. It was an escape. It still is an escape for me to write, to get away, tell stories about things that exist or don't exist or only exist in my mind and maybe nobody else's. I remember as a young girl playing this game with my friend. It was called soap opera, and we would make up stories and we'd each take turns making up a story, and essentially it evolved into some sort of soap opera type dialogue, and that's how we'd spend countless hours on the phones before there were things like MSN and computers. So storytelling has always been a way for me just to escape and to have fun. Out of the Shadows is my second novella, and I'm really excited about reading this lead in, this intro to you. As an author, reading your own work out loud, it just gives new meaning to your book. So I really hope you enjoy it, and I hope you're enticed enough to check out more at newconceptspublishing.com. 3 years earlier, it was raining, and trying to hail a cab in New York in the rain was murder. The barrage of blinding flashes began as soon as they stepped out of the door. His latest show had been a success and had made him a substantial sum in cash and in notoriety. People revered him as much as they criticized. He was a god and an enigma. He was an artist. Taking his wife's arm, he tried to shield her from the crowd that was now circling them like vultures in anticipation of a long-awaited meal. He was the meal ticket. Clawing your way to the top of an industry that sucked the marrow from a person's bones could make a man hungry. He had been ravenous. And now that he was fat with success, they would feast on him, if he let them. He wouldn't. He would tell his agent to commission a limousine so he could go out the back way next time. He wasn't a fucking circus sideshow. He would give them the art shows, the art to fill the walls, but he'd be damned if he'd give them his soul. He'd been working so hard, too hard, and maybe it was time to take a break, enjoy the fruits of his labors, go on vacation, make love to his wife on a secluded beach somewhere, and paint. He would always want to paint. Pushing his way through the throng, he held fast to his wife and murmured polite apologies as he neared the curb. He was focused and elated, high on adrenaline and the promises of tomorrow. Turning to the woman on his arm, he smiled and told her with his eyes how much he loved her. She smiled back, and the moment was frozen in time. He must remember it and put it all, the face, the expression, the love, on canvas. Not for sale, but forever. It was a silent promise. Raising his arm in summons, he waved at a passing cab. The car slowed, and he pushed his wife forward, ready to shuffle her inside. She giggled at his urgency. "Oh, God," he heard someone say, a split second before it happened. It was raining. It was murder.
And that concludes episode one of The Leslie Bell Show. Listen, if you liked it, if you have any questions, feel free to email me, LeslieBell2003@yahoo.ca. And hopefully you'll all tune in next week for episode two.